Good morning, everybody. I hope you guys are having a good weekend so far. First things first, I just want to give you guys all a huge heartfelt thank you for helping keep the gym run smoothly and sending prayers, thoughts, and good wishes Rogue's way and our way. Surgery went really good. I think you guys should all know that by now already. Rogue's on his way to healing back up, but he's still in quite a bit of pain just from obviously the cutting open of the ribs and jamming a rod in his chest. But things are going good. Seems like we're getting the pain under control. Katie will be off the next week, just focusing on helping Rogue get better and getting him everything he needs. So just a reminder, I'll be your guys' point person for anything that you might need in the meantime. So feel free to reach out to me directly at my number. Let me know if you don't have it, or you can find me in the gym or email me. So thanks again for all your guys' help, and thanks again for covering everything. I believe Coach Rye is out of town, maybe until Tuesday, so thanks for everybody helping cover that as well. Couple quick things with the week ahead, and the workouts. So for the week ahead, we've got apparel orders are going to be done on the 28th, I believe. What's the date today? Sorry, I don't know how to use an iPhone yet. It's 26th. Yeah, so apparel orders, there's a couple more days to order, so you might remind your classes of that. And then just remind them they've got until the 30th or the 31st. I think the 31st to register, which basically just means let us know that they want to do the in-house comp. We might have a couple athletes still looking for partners. I think maybe Glenn and Lauren Dow, to name a few. I'll talk to them. But anyhow, if you guys know of some people that are looking for partners, maybe do some thinking on who would be a good partner for them. And we can kind of try and make that happen. I'll send out emails to everybody on the 30th or 31st. Just making sure that they're going to do the competition and that they know there is a charge associated with it. Hopefully this isn't a surprise to you guys, but everybody's going to be paying the $75 entry fee. So myself, Katie, we're all doing it. That's going to help go towards our shirts and getting that taco truck in for everybody. Again, hopefully that's not a surprise for you. Outside of that, let's encourage people that aren't going to do it. They can totally come. 11:30 is when the taco truck's going to be there. Cheer people on and just have a lot of fun. On to workouts for the week. Again, just a steady reminder, about 1 to 2 zone 2 workouts a week, depending on the athletes and how often they're working out. And just reiterating how good zone 2 is, and you're better off coming into the gym and just going nice and easy than not coming in. Even if you're sore, even if you have an injury, we can scale around the injury. It's just we want to hammer it home. Get into the gym. Doesn't matter how hard you work, you got to get into the gym though. In that light, I think Monday could be a decent zone 2 day. You'd want to have them probably go a little bit lighter on the hang cleans. Maybe they do a couple more reps and they do obviously a lot less burpee box jumps because those are going to shoot your heart rate up. Outside of that, Thursday looks like another long day, so that would be a really good zone 2 option. But I think you guys are starting to get the zone 2 thing down, so you can kind of help people if they're interested make any day work for zone 2. Sounds like Dwight's going to cut down coach's notes a little bit, so hopefully they're a little bit more digestible and easier to read. We'll kind of see how that goes this week. As far as workouts and lifts go this week, again, Proven's got a lot of good notes, kind of key things to focus on. For us as coaches in our gym, you know, we've got quite a bit of new athletes. I give you guys full permission, and hopefully you don't need it, but when we're doing cleans or snatches and those Olympic lifts, you don't have to follow Proven's warm-up. Sometimes, actually, more often than not, especially if we've got newer people in class, I like going back to our old school one, right? So it's like knees forward. When I say finish, jump and shrug your shoulders. You do that from the high hang. You work them through all the different motions there. Then you go down to knees forward, knees and butt back, and then finally down to mid shin. For me, especially in the newer athletes, it's just a little bit easier to do that, and that's how we teach them in our on-ramp program. So it kind of helps them understand it more. It's a little more cohesive. You guys play around with it. Whatever you feel like you're strongest as a coach, that probably means that you're going to present that better than the other way you might teach, okay? So feel free to kind of play around a little bit more of that and pay attention and see if athletes are getting one thing better depending on how you coach it. Outside of that, thank you guys for being a part of the gym, for being part of our community and being so awesome. I hope that you guys have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and we'll see you around at the gym. Bye.